I was getting into prayer for things because I expected the Lord to send you to come down. He did. He'd send an angel or something and tell me. And I prayed about something, but before the angel got there, I was waiting to see an angel come to tell me or have the Lord tell me whatever the answer to prayer was. The presence was there this particular night, and I woke up and I expected, well, here comes one of the guys to tell me something. But instead of an angel, it was these guys in the white turbans and white robes they had on. They had sandals, and it was these white robe things, and they had beards. And when I woke up and I saw it, there was one there, and it was like a humming. That's when it was like a humming. I heard a humming, and it's a presence. I woke up, and this one was, it was like doing mantras. That's what the om. And I woke and om, and I heard this, you kind of feel it ringing and felt the presence. And he's standing there in the glory too, in the light, but their glory isn't as great as the glory of God. But he had light, but it was, I didn't know it at first, it was dimmer than the light that comes from heaven. And he's standing there, and he comes up, and I'm looking at him. He says, greetings. He says, greetings, brother. And he said, brother, oh, I says, who are you? He's Son of the Brethren. And he had come from, he tried to tell me, how was it now? He had a message from God. So, I figured because I'm praying, this is it wasn't an angel, this is a brother, and I never heard of a brother before. But he's going to come and with an answer to something I was praying about, and he's going to tell me. So he comes, he says, brother, and I said, well, you know, that sounded all right. So, what was the Lord to tell you, the message, or what was the Lord to tell me? And he started talking, but then he said, brother, and he was about other brothers, and he was close to the Bible, but it wasn't the Bible. Only thing I can relate to stuff he was saying was like New Age stuff. It was half Bible mixed with other things. And as he's talking, I guess he figured he couldn't convince me, or maybe he could see that I was getting on to his stuff wasn't right. It was something that wasn't following right. Because every time you get close to the cross or should lead to the cross, and I would, well, bless God, oh my soul, and glory to the high, and he would start to frown, or he'd try to avoid that, or not to give praise or not to give glory with his mouth to God. He would try to avoid it. And he tried to steer me from it. And he'd never go to, he'd go by the, next to the cross, but never to it. And I'm getting on to this guy. I guess he thought he had assistance, so he's telling me about he's the brotherhood and about the brotherhood. And as he's talking, he called some other, and some other two, first it was one, and it was two of them appeared. Two other guys appeared. Two or three other guys. There's two or three of them standing there. And the other one's starting to sing or chant or make noise, and this one's trying to talk. And I knew it wasn't right. And this guy tried to deceive me, and one of them was going to go away and come back again. Try to make it like Jesus, go away and come back again. I'll see you. I knew it wasn't right. I was getting ready to rebuke him and tell him to get away from me or depart from me. I think before I could do it, because they must have realized it, the form changed. Instead of three guys, they just turned to like white. And they grabbed hands, and they were swaying back and forth together, like locking elbows, and they started chanting or doing mantras on what they were trying to put out there. And that would ring in my head. They were trying to knock me out with it. It's what the Indian, the religion stuff does. And they're doing this own stuff, and I could feel these vibrations in it, and I was going to rebuke them because I could feel my head trying to get to my head. And it turned into light, and it was a and it hummed, and they all just like blended into a big, it was like a big white mass. It was going hum, and then they just poof, disappeared with them. They just blended into a big white thing, their omen turned into a humming, like a ooh, like a, you'd say a flying saucer or something. I don't know what it was, a big ball, and they just poof. Yeah. Then I found out years after, I was talking to a lady I met, and she said a white brotherhood. And I remember these guys in white. I said, yeah, I've seen these guys in white. They call themselves a brotherhood. And I started to talk to her about the Lord. And that time I said a brotherhood. She was a Christian Science. And she said, well, she tried to say, and she didn't know the Lord. She tried to say, well, you were, very few people see these guys. These guys are the white brotherhood. And they wrote a book called, there's a book written about them called The Divine Iliad. And that she knew other people that had seen them. And she knows this one particular guy that had seen these guys, and I described them with the turbans and the robes, and they one or two, and she says they come at night. She knows a guy that's seen them, but he's in the nut house, in the mental hospital, she said. And I said, well, he's there because these guys have drove him. And she swore to know that they give him messages and his prophets, and they talk about the New Age and all this. They are the ascended masters, and they're from the other plane. I said, that's the kind of stuff these guys are trying to tell me about, from the plane and the higher level and all this stuff. It doesn't make sense. But that's what these guys were. These guys, then I found out also, if it's true that these, apparently these demons or whatever these things are, they're demons or they're a devilish thing that appear to people. Apparently, so a lot of these gurus, Indian religious masters things, these guys appear to them because other people, a lot of the Indian, I guess the Hindus and the rest of them have seen these guys, and they've appeared because she described them the way I seen them. And so apparently these guys get their messages from these characters.